Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astral Mind 2012. I'm your host with Roy and Roy and Vincent. Vincent's on the air, and we were talking about a situation he's been going through with his work related, and we're just trying to help him out on the evil eye, and we were talking about the Ankh. Did you want to introduce yourself, Roy?
I'm Roy, and all of you, we want to welcome all our callers and listeners to our show tonight for Astral Mind 2012. And like Adrian mentioned, we do have a guest that's on the line. He's on the air with us, and we'll be going into some information as we receive it on helping him with whatever experiences that he's having right now. We're going to go ahead and get more information. Adrian, what do you have? What information are you getting?
Well, I'm wondering if there's any archetypes that could be working against Vince right now that could need healing or need some readjusting or anything like that.
What do you feel that a lot of this these energies, these negative energies are coming from? Is this a karmic thing? Are you picking up? Is it something karmic, Adrian?
I'm getting it has something to do with money and power. So, yeah, I'm kind of getting it something to do with karmic. Because anything to do with money can lead to something karmic or something of corruption, something that was corrupted. Or an agreement that wasn't settled.
And Vince, have you been having any of the kind of problems that Adrian's mentioned about?
Have I been having any problems with what?
Something that has to do with money.
I've been having a lot of problems with money. I can't get any together to pay any bills or anything, and unless something, by a huge miracle happens, I'm going to be on the streets.
It looks like our caller just called in, Roy.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and invite him on the air with us right now?
Okay. And I'm going to invite my friend from the 909, the amazing gypsy. He comes from the long lines of gypsy family. And he's a friend that I've met online, and we've been talking a little bit about what he knows about gypsy magic and how it could help people. So let's go ahead and bring him on the 909 area. You're on the air with
gentlemen.
Roy and Adrian. Hello.
Thank you. First up is St. George.
Hello.
909.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air with Adrian and Roy.
Yeah, I'm on the bus right now, but awesome. Awesome, awesome. More than a pleasure.
Well, again, the reason why I had you call in tonight is I wanted to introduce you to my dad, which is Roy.
Oh.
And
hello, Mr. Dad.
On the line.
Uh-huh.
And if you have some time, we'd like you to talk a little bit about what you know about gypsy magic and how it can help people.
Well, I mean, first of all, we have to understand that, gypsy magic, according to the German order of my order, the Gypsy Magic. It really originates really far back. And according to legend, under Gypsy law, our power comes back from the Atlantean time. Around there was only three types of powers, and Gypsy was one of them. But at the time, it was not under the name of Gypsy. Throughout time, as the Atlantean order, as the Atlantean power fell, less and less people wanted to learn about it. But around, according to my mentor, around somewhere in the 1400s, 1300s era, a woman named Agrava, she's our Gypsy founder. She is the order. She is the one in why Gypsy is called Gypsy. She learned it, and she established it and made it into her own. And she learned later on, called it Gypsy power. But this power wouldn't be able to be learned just by anybody. So as time pressed on, we created these arts, these fabricants, and these different mobilities in order to conjure this power in which we found from the Atlantean. And in today's world, myself personally, my power as a gypsy is it's a very diverse, very powerful, and very bogart. And I think, if people were to seriously learn about gypsy power and gypsy authority, it can really help you in so many ways, because our power is so diverse. It's compatible with any power out there. Now, whether gypsy magic be used for good or bad, that's completely on your consent. That's completely your doing. But I will tell you this. Even with good gypsy magic, there are consequences that do come with it because of the fact that gypsy power is so powerful. Now, the order in which I'm under Sonia. She is my mentor. She's the one who taught me all that I know and all that I am. We're under a more biblic concept of order, meaning we allow certain persons of the Bible to discipline our power as gypsies so that we do not conjure powerful, powerful spells to affect not just us, but our loved ones. And it protects us and disciplines us. So when we really have to call upon our power of the gypsy, we are more than prepared, more than able, and more diverse to protect ourselves from whom or whatever is trying to hurt us. And I, was letting your son know that, because he wants to learn, and I'm more than willing to teach him. It'd be an honor. And, it just depends on what situation you're really going through, but gypsy magic is very diverse. Like I said, it's very compatible with every other power, and it's just a very powerful, powerful, powerful kind of art of power. And like I said, there's both consequences and good and bad usage. But for what it's worth, you can learn a lot from it. It gives you a better understanding of what the universe has to offer you, what the universe holds, and how the universe is just so ingened with who we are. And,
I do have a question for you.
Absolutely.
We have another caller that called in, and his name is Vince. And he's been going through some financial difficulties, and plus he's even having problems, getting, a job and starting a career.
Well, see, when it comes to, a problem such as economic, people immediately think that, you can just easily cast a spell and all is taken care of. But, it takes more than that. Especially with gypsy magic. See, with gypsy, you can't just cast it and then it's done. No, you have to meet it halfway. Quite literally, you meet it halfway. It's not just, I sit there for an hour and I cast and I call upon my most powerful deviants and that will save me. No, it's not like that at all. You have to meet it halfway. And what I mean by that is you do not just allow the power in which you practice as an art to fulfill in your life to do everything for you. You as yourself also must take the responsibility of taking action. So picture it almost like this. You know, Trelas Guntayaman, which is power be with me of God, which is under our gypsy law, you know, we chant that in a powerful manner. So if I'm saying it because I want him to get home back to Utah, then I'm going to say it, and as an individual, I keep my chin up. I keep in that integrity of my power, because if I start lacking my trust in my own power, then my power is going to fail me. It's going to backtrack, and it's going to hurt me. So anyone, and this is not just an economic problem. It's with many things, many situations. You know, if you don't meet your power halfway, it does hit you back. It does backlash, and it hurts really bad. And you're in the situation but 10 times under. So whatever part of art he practices under magical law, you know, he must really understand that he does have to meet it halfway. Now, if he's not a full practitioner, such as me or others, you know, then it's just personal gain that he's calling upon, and that's very consequential. And there's really not much more one can do for somebody. Now, like I said, with Gypsy, you know, there is good and there's bad. Now, I mean, you can easily, as a Gypsy, you can easily, you know, cast a deal. There's always deal breakers, but a deal is something that I personally don't do. It's something of dark, dark, dark magic and tons of consequences. So that's something I would not do. But there are people out there that do offer deal breakers under Gypsy law. And it's basically, if our power will successfully make you what you want and what you want to be, but in the long run, you have to pay a cost. What that cost is, I don't know. Every deal is different.
Right.
And how does karma play a big part in Gypsy magic?
Karma. Well, karma is very, you know, see, what's funny, karma is very deviant. It's very, very, how would you say, it's almost like a spectrum. It does one thing, and then it pulls out and does an absolute another. And karma with Gypsy, it's probable, but it's really rare. It's really rare that karma hits us, because we're so disciplined. We're so put to the test to learn our knowledge on our skills, because knowledge is power, baby. It really is. And, you know, right. Just because you were born into an order, just because your family may be a high enough warlock or wizard or witch, does not give you any sort of attribute or any sort of domain authority to cast one's power. You know, you must learn about what you're doing. You must, and if you don't, you can totally hurt yourself, and then karma becomes a bitch. Excuse my language online, you know. But yeah, but with Gypsies, it's very probable, but it's extremely rare, you know. So, yeah.
Vince, are you still there with us?
Hello?
Hello, Vince?
Yes, I'm here.
I just wanted to let you know we, you know, did invite another guest online with us, and he's giving you, you know, some ideas of, you know, how things can turn, you know, in a better direction for you, okay? And so mainly we just want you to bear with us and be open-minded because of some of this information that we're receiving. Okay, Adrian, now. You go ahead and have your guests continue.
Go ahead and tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, from how far back?
Well, I mean, like, where did it, you know, when did it start with your family?
Absolutely. No problem.
No.
Well, according to how my parents tell it, my mom started searching for a higher answer, for a higher authority. Not authority within humans, but the authority within the universe. And she said, this was back in 1975, and she had already met my father and everything, but she, as an individual, was searching. And she says that she came across Sonia, who is my mentor, by the way, but she met her, and she showed her the way of the gypsy and disciplined her. My mom was so desperate for an answer that she opened her mind and was willing to learn this new art called gypsy. And she learned it, and about maybe 2 months later, she converted my father into it. And so my parents started to do it, and they made an oath that their bloodline would all be gypsy, only by choice. See, we weren't forced into it. We're not forced to follow this order. But when we were born and revealed what the gypsy art is, we completely wanted to be a part of it. We saw the power, we realized its strength, and we realized the possibilities were endless. And me in particular, you know, Sonia did a complete recap on who I used to be in my life before. And I was a goddess. I was a female in my previous life. And I was the goddess of temptation, the goddess of, you know, allegiance. I could will anyone to my command, but that's my past life. And in this life, I'm considered what people call a demigod. My father is Poseidon. And, you know, whenever I'm around water or any kind of earth-like element, I'm the strongest. I'm most strongest there. But that being said, before I go off track with another tangent, back to my family, you know, we accepted it for what it is, and we are the first family in Southern California to be all announced as one family of gypsies. And me and my brothers and sisters and mom and dad as individuals, we practice gypsy through our own trial of faith. Now, when I say trial, I don't mean necessarily a tribulation or challenges or obstacles, but that's what, when I say trial, I mean life. Being a gypsy in this human world of ours, it becomes very, very implement, meaning causing two realities. And as a gypsy, when you enter that reality of non-human, you enter this universe of peace, this universe of like savannah, very oriented, very peaceful, very gully-like, basically. There's nothing but peace, and that's the best word I can really describe for it. And, you know, being able to conjure into both realities like that is a trial, because we take information back and forth, and we learn them, and it makes us as a stronger human, it makes us a stronger gypsy, and it makes us a stronger person to help others. Now, with me in particular, when a new art of magic comes into my world, I learn it all. I learn it to the root. I learn all of it to the root. Call me a shepherd if you may, but I learn all of it to the root. And the reason why is because if someone is trying to attack me or attack my family or my loved ones, I'm more than prepared to take them on because I have a variety of knowledge and other arts of magic. And like I said earlier, gypsy is very compatible, very diverse with all magic. So as far as that goes, yes, my family's gypsy. We're very diverse in our power. We all collaborate as one. You know, I have this amulet on me right now that my family made, and it's a very powerful amulet. I never take it off, only because it protects me. Once I take it off, that means I'm ready to take on whoever trying to take me down. But this amulet is a magic that's conjured upon the whole family. We conjure it all into our necklaces, and that amulet protects us. And if you have faith that it's going to protect you, then it does protect you. It works even stronger. But if all you're doing is allowing personal gain to enter, like, well, I have my amulet on, I'm going to purposely test it, then you're completely going against the boundaries of what true magic is, because you're testing something in which you should be having faith in, having the capability of knowledge and self-learning into it instead of testing it, and that causes so much problems with magic and so much problems with authority and using. It's just this really, really crazy and bizarre kind of situation. But aside from that, yes, my family is Gypsy, I'm Gypsy. We're very conduit, very diverse, and just very strong as a family. If that answers your question.
I just wanted to mention, as I was talking to Vince, you know, I told him, you know, he's been experiencing for a long time now. It's been over 5 years where, you know, he keeps repeating, you know, a lot of the same things of not being able to make the kind of money that he wants or have the kind of job that he wants. Well, what I was picking up, and so was Adrian, that there's some outside source that's been affecting him. You know, not so much the economy, because I think the economy, you know, we are all co-creators, so we can create the, you know, reality that we want, you know, in this life. And we do know, as long as you use, you know, the law of attraction to attract what you want, you know, in this life. And the main thing is a lot of people's powers are being taken away. And, you know, and we know that, you know, people are starting to awaken now and starting to take their power back. And I just wanted to mention that. Could you tell us more about this? Do you know more information?
I think we lost him.
Did we lose him?
Yeah, he said he lost his signal.
Oh, okay. Now, Vince, are you there?
On the... Can you hear me?
Is Vince still on the line?
Vince?
Is he showing on your board?
Looks like you dropped.
Hello?
Looks like
Hello?
You dropped
Hello?
Too.
Hello?
Hello? Hey.
And what's your name and where are you from?
Yes, my name is Tanya. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. And
right.
Again, we want to welcome you onto our show tonight. My name is Roy, and you'll be talking to Roy and Adrian. And how can we help you?
Basically, I need to know the truth regarding a situation with the man that I was involved with named Daniel. And he comes in and out of my life, and I don't like that. And basically, he was very distant all week long. And when I went on his Facebook page, I seen that he had a new friend named Stephanie that he had added as a friend. And I went on her page, and she was saying how she's so glad that she was single. And basically, he posted under that, "I just sent you a message." And this is a person, that he just met on Facebook, and he's supposed to be involved with me coming over here. He has a key to my place. And basically, I texted him, and I said, tonight, I said, listen, you got to quit playing these games. I know that you're all over the place. You're dating all kinds of different people, and I just don't need this for me and my child. And I don't need you doing this. And then he texted me back and said, give it up. I'm not with any other girls. And I said, you know what? I don't care who you're with because I don't need this. I don't need this crap in my life, and you're not coming near me anymore. And then he said, okay, bye. So I need to know, was Danny cheating on me? Was he all over the place?
Adrian, what are you getting?
I'm getting that your intuition was right on that.
Okay, so what is he going to do now? Because I basically deleted him off Facebook. I told him off. And you got to understand something. This is a guy that I've known since I was 10 years old. We grew up 4 doors away from each other. We were really good friends for like 10 years. And then we started dating 6 months ago, and it became romantic. And, I mean, what's he going to do now? Is he going to try to save the relationship with me and him, or no?
He's going to try to, but I'm kind of feeling that he's told you a lot of lies, you know?
Yeah, and I just don't need this. I mean, why would he lie tonight when I said to him, you're with other people and you're playing head games, and he goes, give it up, no, I'm not. Why is he lying to me? Why?
Because he really wants to be something he's really not, you know. But instead of him telling you the truth, he feels like he has to lie, you know.
Yeah, but he lost me in the end anyways. He lost me.
He has a really hard time telling the truth.
Okay, so what's his next move now? Because I'm not bothering him. Is he going to come to my door to talk to me? Because I'm not listening to his text messages.
Yeah, I feel like when he gets the confidence, he's going to talk to you in person about it.
Do you know a time frame on that?
I'm getting by Monday.
Wow, that long.
Yeah.
Because his day off of work is Thursday, so Wednesday night would be his last day of work, and then he's off on Thursday. So I didn't know if he would try to come by here Wednesday night, or because I work during the day, so.
He's thinking Monday for some reason.
Well, like I said, this just happened tonight, like an hour ago.
What are you getting, Roy?
My guides are telling me that he's not very trustworthy. You say that you've known him ever since you were real young. Something's changed. What was there some distance there between the two of you?
So do you feel like he's going to try to reconcile this?
Well, he's not being very truthful with you, so this is not something that's going to work out for you.
Right, but do you feel like he is devastated now that I told him off and I'm gone?
Well, he's surprised that you caught on to what he was doing.
So,
you know his real intentions now.
I mean, I don't know what he's going to do because I'm out of his life.
Yeah. The main thing is you got to put that distance between the two of you and whatever necessary steps that you have to take.
Right, but why would he try to come here and talk to me in person? For what reason?
Well, he was trying to reconcile with you, you know, but a lot of it was just going to be lies and see if you would fall for the lies.
So what has he been doing all this week that he hasn't been talking to me?
He's been with the other women.
And I don't know, why is he doing this to all these different girls? I mean, why?
Well, he's a womanizer.
Well, it's not going to get him anywhere.
No. Because they're going to, you know, find out what what he's doing with them also.
Right.
Yeah. And that's why I'm saying when you knew